North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gaynor. Hello? Okay, so it's for a new visit? You're a new patient? Okay, so you got a text message to say it's time to call and book an appointment. Okay, what was your name?
I'm not 100% sure how that works.
Okay.
My recommendation
is, surname?
Do you have a card for care directly?
And your date of birth, please? 10th of the 3rd, 2000. Okay, I'll just have to access your referral so we can book an appointment. Do you mind holding a moment? Thank you. Keenan. Okay, thanks for waiting. So I have your referral here and I've just been looking for an appointment for you. So we have, he is booking out until next year. I have the 27th of February at 1:40 and I have your email here as well, and we can pop you on the cancellation list, and if somebody cancels we can give you a call. Yep, no worries. And whereabouts do you, would you be coming from for an appointment, whether it's work or home? Redcliffe. And okay, cool, because I just like to make note of that when we're calling around, because it just depends on how short notice it is. So which suburb do you work in? Which suburb? Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, cool. Yep, so I can make note of that, that we can text if it's during, like if it's super short notice. Sometimes we may not have time to. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. So not a problem. I'll pop a note in there for the wait list. So I do need to tell you a couple of things about the appointment. So So the doctor does need us to let patients know that if they're coming in with low testosterone levels, that an appointment doesn't guarantee testosterone treatment. It is based on whether it's clinically indicated. So they will assess that at the time of the appointment. So we just need to let people know about that. Okay. And the fees as well, we need to let you know. So it's $390 or $490, depending on how complex your case is and how long the appointment goes for, but you will get some money back from Medicare. Then we'll process. Yeah, so if you're charged $390, you'll get back $151. If you're charged $490, you'll get back $265. Okay. So review appointments will be less than that. They're usually $210 to $230. Yep. Yeah, so because it's been over 12 months since you've had an appointment, it becomes a new appointment again. That's Medicare guidelines. Yep. So I mean, given your age and the nature of the referral, it's not very common that he will charge the $490, so, but we do still have to let you know. Yeah. That's it. So we also send you a confirmation text as well that you just need to reply yes to if you're able to make it. And if you're not able to, then you can just give us a call and reschedule. Okay. All right. So that's all booked for you for the 27th of February at 1:40. I'll send you a text with the information of the appointment, everything we've just discussed, and I've popped you on the wait list as well. No, unfortunately not. But yeah, as I said, we'll put the notes in there as well. That'll help us with who is best to contact depending on when the appointment is and everything. So he needs enough time for a new patient as well. Sometimes we have review patients cancel and we can't fit a new patient in. So it really just depends. But we also have recently been able to call quite a few people from the wait list. So we'll see how we go. It doesn't hurt to ask, absolutely. No worries. Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.